This is Children's Sabbath Month for us, a time in which we celebrate the gift of children. We celebrate all that they bring to our lives. We celebrate that they keep us honest. We celebrate that they show us that life is something to be enjoyed. This month's Children's Sabbath sermon series takes its motivation from one of my favorite childhood memories, and that was the funny papers. It was the only part of the paper I read until I was in college, before I thought any of the rest of it really mattered. I would automatically go for those, and one of my favorite comic strips was Family Circus. I've always enjoyed Family Circus, and it wasn't until I became a parent myself that I realized how spot on it has been at times. Family Circus, this wonderful cartoon that just shows the chaos and the wonderful sporadic nature that is family life. Family with several children, the interactions of siblings, all of the things that we celebrate and that sometimes give us heartburn about families are celebrated. And so today, in our very first celebration of Children's Sabbath, we talk about that God is calling our families, whether our individual families or our family of faith, to be, as the apostle said, rooted in love. Rooted in love. One of the first songs we teach our children is Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I've thought a lot about that song as in preparation for the sermon today, because the apostle uses the word know a lot. He says, I want you to know the love of God. Even if the love of Christ is unknowable, it is still my prayer that you know it. That's a very powerful word, know. Sometimes, I think mistakenly, we interchange it with believe. We talk about, oh, we believe in the love of God. But there is a difference between believing in God's love and knowing God's love. Believing in God's goodness and knowing God's goodness. Knowing is a personal experience. It is something that goes beyond what the Bible tells us. It is something that goes beyond what we are taught. It is something that has skin in the game. To know something, that you have experienced it intimately, that it goes beyond question, that your experience of God's love is not based on anyone else, but only your encounter with the risen Christ. Jesus loves me, this I know. And so the question for us becomes today, as we celebrate families, today as we celebrate a new year, about to dawn, as we celebrate all that God is doing, the question for us this day is, do you know the love of God? Do you have an intimate connection to just how much God loves you? I love that if we look in verse 18, that he tells us about the greatness of God. Let's read again. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of God's love. How wide, how long, how high, how deep. The children's sermon this morning talked about trying to measure God's love and how that's something that's impossible to do. But here, in a way, the apostle is alluding to just that. That God's love has a width. God's love has a length. God's love can be measured. God's love can be measured in the way that we experience. He says, my prayer for you is that you will know how wide God's love is. As I've shared with you many times before, prior to child number 3 and child number 4, Heather and I were exceptional parents. We used to play with our children. We did puzzles. We would sit in the floor and read. We would do all of those amazing things that all of those parenting books tell you. And I used to play these games with the boys. And one of the things was is that we would play, how much do I love you? Like, do I love you this much? And they would go, no. Do I love you this much? And they would go, no. And every time we'd go out a little further and a little further and a little further. And by now, John is just giddy and dancing up and down. And Joshua is laughing hysterically. And we go further and further and further and further and further until finally I just could not reach anymore. And then it always became a great big bear hug. Now they don't want to give me bear hugs. And that's okay. Because they're stinky teenage boys, and I'm completely okay with that. But when we think about the width of God's love, that is the way we understand why. It's this huge embrace. I love that our children's sermon talked about, for God so loved the world. And that's what we talk about in our glory moments. That how wide is God's love? God's love embraces us all. There is no extent. There is no one outside God's love. It doesn't matter the choices you make. It doesn't matter the life you live. It doesn't matter where you live. You will never be outside the width of the love of God. Do you know that? Do you know that no matter where your life leads you today, that you will never be beyond the embrace of God? That God is always there loving you and calling you forth into His love. Into a new and profound realization that you will never be beyond the width of God's love. But he says God's love is just not wide, it is also long. Do you understand how long God's love is? In 1989, there was a battery war. I'm not sure if you knew this. If any of you are in the advertising business, you might know. It was a battery war, and it was all sparked by a commercial by Duracell that had a line up of these little bunnies playing drums, and they had batteries in it. And the Duracell battery was winning one of the bunnies, and then they had other batteries, and they kept playing and playing, and gradually, one by one, the inferior batteries dropped off until finally it was just the Duracell bunny that was drumming like this. Energizer, not to be outdone, the next year released a parody of the same thing that began in much the same way, with all of those bunnies lined up drumming away. And then in the midst of it came this huge pink fluffy bunny with a huge drum that came out banging loudly and twirling the drumstick over his head with the word Energizer. It keeps going and going and going. And then that led into this huge marketing campaign where there were more and more commercials, and the Energizer bunny would show up in all of these strange places. Whether going down the highway or someone's climbing a mountain and they're sitting there pausing to gasp their breath, and then all of a sudden there comes the Energizer bunny just coming right at the side of the mountain. This whole idea that it didn't matter, that it was endless, that with those Energizer batteries, that bunny would go on from now until eternity. That's the same length of our God's love. God's love in its infinity goes on and on and on and on and on and never ends. God's love extends from the very beginning with the being of God into forever. God's love goes further than we can possibly imagine. God's love knows no distance. God knows no limits. God's love never tires. God's love is endless and profound and continuous and going and going and going and going. God's love continues on, and that is what we celebrate with the length of God's love. It's once said that God will never love you more than He does now. And with that being true, He will never love you less than He loves you now. God's love continues beyond us, beyond the choices we make, beyond the lives we live. God's love we can never outrun. God's love is always there. always there, pushing through every limit that we place in our lives, pushing through every obstacle that comes in this world, that God's love keeps going and going and going. He also says that we celebrate the height of God's love. I used to tell my children the story of the little engine that could. The little engine that all the other trains tried to make it up the mountain and they couldn't. And then came the little engine. And the little engine said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." When I used to tell this story to the children, we would go, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And then I would say, "And then he got to," and they knew I was fixing to say, "the top of the mountain." And they would go, "Oh no, not yet." And we'd have to go, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And then he got to, "Oh no, not yet." And that would continue, "Oh no, not yet, oh no, not yet, oh no, not yet." And then I finally realized it's because they knew when we got to the top of the mountain we were going to bed. But oh no, not yet. The mountain was always higher. And that is what we celebrate God's love, is there is nothing that is too big that God's love cannot surpass. There is nothing too big that God's love cannot overcome in His quest for you to know that love. God is always bigger than any mistake we will ever make. God is always bigger than any of our failures. God is always bigger than any of the times that we turn away from Him. God's love is always bigger. God's love is always stronger. God's love will go to any height so that you may understand just how precious you are to Him. We celebrate that God's love is wide, God's love is long, God's love is high, and God's love is deep. There's a story that there was a man who was walking along and he fell into a hole. And he tried and tried and he could not get himself out of the hole. And along came a doctor. And the doctor, he said, "Hey, help me. Can you get me out of the hole?" And the doctor wrote him a prescription and tossed it down. And he said, "Hey, this isn't doing me any good." And then along came a preacher and said, "Hey, can you help me out of the hole?" And the preacher said a prayer, "Oh Lord, please deliver this man from the hole." And then he left and went on his way. And the man said, "Hey, I'm still down here." And then along came one of his friends. And he said, "Joe, can you get me out of the hole? I'm down here. I need help." And Joe, lo and behold, jumps in the hole. And he looks at him and says, "Why are you being stupid? Now we're both in the hole." And Joe says, "I've been here before. I know how to get out." The fact is, there are many times in our lives where we will find ourselves, because of our poor mistakes, because of our bad choices, or because of the life and the reality of the world that we live in, there are many times that we're going to find ourselves in those deep places, in those dark places, those times that we will find ourselves where we don't know how to get out of the circumstance. We don't know how to get out of the situation, where it is beyond all of our capabilities to solve those problems. There are many times that we find ourselves in the deep holes, but God's love is even deeper. Because God has been in the hole with us, and God knows how to get us out of the hole. In a few moments, we will celebrate the Holy Sacrament of Communion, and that is what we celebrate, is that God Himself, His love knowing no bounds, that God Himself came and got in the hole with us. God love is that deep and that strong. Let us go back to verse 18. "And I pray that you and all God's people will have the power to understand the greatness of love, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know, but I pray that you will be able to know that love." And then he says this, "Then you can be filled with the fullness of God." You see, that right there is the promise that comes with the love of God in Christ Jesus, is fullness. That's the reason the apostle gives all of these measurements and all of these attempts to understand the unknowable, is because it is complete. It doesn't matter what direction you head. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter where life leads you. That God's love is there surrounding you and completing you and desiring nothing more than to fill you with His goodness and with His grace and with His peace. Do you know how wide God's love is? Do you know how far God's love will go and has gone for you? Do you know how high God's love is when it comes to overcoming the obstacles in this life so that you will experience His goodness? Do you know how deep God's love is for you? That He would give Himself, that you would come to know that love. That is what we celebrate here in this time of sacrament and in this time of worship, is that we may know the love of God. Not just believe it exists, not just sing it in song and proclaim it in word, but that we will know it. I'm going to invite Vicky to come, and we're going to enter into a special time of prayer. The altar is open as always. But it is my prayer today that you will know the love of God in a real and powerful and personal way. That you will truly know deep within yourself just how precious you are to God. Don't just believe because I say so. Don't just believe because the Bible says so. But know because you have encountered the risen Christ.